Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
We live the life that of diamonds and guns, and numerous ways that we choose to earn funds. Some niggas get shot, locked down, and turned nuns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook one. He ain't a crook, son.
For 10 long years, the frog sat in his tank, all alone. The clock was ticking. Everyone wanted to save the frog, including Teresa.
Turned into the sounds of the golden record, affixed to Voyagers 1 and 2, that are now the most distant objects ever touched by human hands.
Today, get set for samples from these three podcasts, Song Exploder, Duolingo Spanish Podcast, and Looking Up. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Have you ever heard a song you love and thought, how did they come up with that? Well, on our first podcast this week, that question isn't just rhetorical. On his show, Song Exploder, host and music fanatic Rikesh Irway welcomes some of the biggest artists from present and past for a deep dive into their creative process that produced their greatest hits. From Metallica to Fleetwood Mac to Carly Rae Jepsen and everyone in between, Song Exploder blows up some of your favorite band's songs, then puts them back together with the help of the minds that created them. It's a beautifully produced show full of great music, honest interviews, and a priceless look inside some of the greatest compositions of all time. Well, we exploded a bit of Song Exploder so you could check it out with this sample from an episode featuring legendary New York rap duo Mobb Deep. They joined the show for a breakdown of their second critically acclaimed 1995 release, The Infamous. Here, Rikesh and the Mobb Deep's Havoc discuss the most popular track off the album, Shook Ones Part 2, which contains a beat that's still influencing hip-hop today.
Prodigy's grandmother, you know, she was really in tune with us and seeing what we were trying to do, and she brought Prodigy some music, recording equipment. It was the EPS Plus ASR-10.
That's a keyboard sampler. You can record in a sample and then play it back like any other keyboard sound.
And like some kind of like Tascam trackboard with your standard microphone. And that was really it. You know, once she bought that, you know, he called me, let me know he had it. I rushed over to Long Island, immediately went over to his crib. And I already knew that I wanted to make beats anyway, because I used to use a double cassette tape and record, repeat, record, repeat, record, rewind, record, rewind. And that was the only way that I could produce, because I didn't have no money for equipment. Around 12, 13 years old. So finally, when I got my hands on this equipment, I said, yo, show me how you use this, how you use that, how you use this. And he started using it. And Prodigy, being like an unselfish person, he saw how passionate I was. And I basically kind of like took over. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, it was like out of this world. And Shook Ones Part 1 was like one of the first beats I kind of made on that equipment.
We live the life that of diamonds and guns, and numerous ways that we choose to earn funds. Some niggas get shot, locked down, and turned nuns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook one. He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one.
The way that the chorus came about with that song is Prodigy came up with it, inspired by our homeboy that went to high school with us. His name was Illa G. He said something to P, and P came up with the hook. There's a lot of dudes out there that be fronting a lot, acting like they something that they not. And, you know, we all know the reasons why people do that when they portray somebody they not, because they just not proud of who they are. And Queensbridge, man, is one of those places that, you know, just like a lot of city housing projects, it's really wild, you know, drug dealing going on. Young kids shooting at each other, police brutality, just one of those places that you got to be strong. It could be scary, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot of love out there too. You know, I mean, it's a community. But if you're a shook one, you know what I'm saying, it will be a scary place for you to live. But growing up in it, you don't look at it as a scary place. You just look at it as somewhere where you live and you just learn how to navigate.
That was Song Exploder with Hrishikesh Hirway. Take a trip beyond the music into the minds of the masters that brought it to life with Song Exploder. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to WVXU.org and look for the podcast menu item. Chances are that you might have heard of Duolingo, and maybe you even tried picking up a language in your spare time. But as anyone who's taken up the tall task knows, it's all too easy to miss a day, and then a week, and then a month, and so you stop. So, for those days when you can't bring yourself to stare at the screen, but you still want to push on with your learning, check out the Duolingo Spanish podcast. On each episode, you'll hear a compelling real-life story told in Spanish, but with English narration to help you navigate the words you might not be familiar with, like most of them for me. With smooth, high-quality production, plenty of useful phrases, and some of the world's most fascinating true stories, learning with the Duolingo Spanish podcast is as fun as it is functional. So check out this short sample clip from a recent episode of the Duolingo Spanish podcast. It's from titled A Frog Named Romeo, which follows the remarkable story of a little frog whose species faced extinction and the scientist who decided to fight back.
Comenzar a trabajar ahí fue un sueño hecho realidad.
In 2009, a team of biologists captured a single male Sehuencas water frog. This species is found in fewer than 10 places in all of Bolivia's forests. One of the biologists in the expedition was a friend of Teresa's, and he knew that in the museum where she worked, there was a project to raise frogs in captivity, or criar ranas en cautiverio.
El hombre que encontró esta rana se llama Oliver Quinteros y es muy buen amigo mío. En el museo había un proyecto para criar ranas en cautiverio. Él pensó que esta especie debía ser parte de ese proyecto. Y por eso la trajo al museo.
Biologists call this frog Thelmatobius uracare. It lives under rocks at high elevations and never, ever leaves the water. It's easily recognizable because of its orange belly.
Era pequeñita. Tenía los ojos grandes y el abdomen anaranjado.
This water frog species is threatened by pollution, climate change, and also a deadly infectious disease. So Teresa had to take really good care of this male frog.
Como hacíamos con todas las ranas en cautiverio, la pusimos en un tanque grande que recreaba su hábitat natural. También recibía la luz necesaria y los rayos ultravioletas para obtener vitamina D.
Teresa believes every frog has a different personality, and this one was chill. He was calm, relaxed, and quiet. He didn't move much, but he ate a lot of worms.
Era una rana tímida y lenta. Se veía que era muy tranquila.
Time passed and scientists failed to find other water frogs like Teresa's out in the wild. What if there were no more Sehuencas water frogs alive? According to Teresa, if it became extinct, this could have a big impact on the whole ecosystem.
Los anfibios juegan roles muy importantes en el ecosistema. En primer lugar, tienen la función de limpiar el agua. Y después se convierten en depredadores que controlan las plagas.
For 10 long years, the frog sat in his tank, all alone. The clock was ticking. Everyone wanted to save the frog, including Teresa.
From the Duolingo Spanish podcast with host Martina Castro. Check out new episodes plus full transcripts of all your favorite stories with the Duolingo Spanish podcast. Available now at WVXU.org. Just go to the Start Here Collection podcast page. Even though the world has seen some major shutdowns in the past month, above it all, way out in space, the show must go on. While Earth gets itself sorted out here, you can find some comfort, or at least some distraction, by looking up. On this week's featured local podcast, Looking Up, you'll join Cincinnati Observatory's Dean Regas and Anna Heeman as they traverse the outer reaches of the cosmos and the frontiers of space knowledge through fast-paced, fun conversations and the latest in astronomical and scientific news. With special expert guests, kid-submitted questions, and other special spatial segments, Looking Up is a moon-rocking good time for astronomers and non-astronomers alike. And of course, we have a good place in our heart for our colleagues at Looking Up. So, for you, a sample from the recent episode of Looking Up titled Possible Worlds. On the episode, Anna and Dean are joined by Anne Druin. She's a writer, editor, and producer of one of the biggest TV series, Cosmos. She chats with the team about her new book, her history and fascination with space, and the life of her late husband, the renowned astronomer Carl Sagan.
Well, Anna and I have talked a lot about the golden records that were on the Voyagers and the sounds of Earth, our greatest hits. How did that project come about to put together a record to send on a spacecraft, and how difficult was it to do?
Frank Drake, the great Frank Drake, and Carl Sagan, two very close friends and colleagues, were asked by NASA to create a message. They had done one with Linda Salzman for the Pioneer mission, but that was essentially a license plate, and they realized that a far more complex and rich message could be sent on both Voyagers. And to my everlasting amazement, Carl asked me to be the creative director of the project. I worked with about half a dozen people, all of whom were trying to create the best possible picture of life on Earth that beautiful spring of 1977. And so we assembled 59 human languages, both languages that are no longer spoken and the languages of the current world. One whale language, the language of the humpback whale, as well as 27 pieces from the world's musical traditions. At that time, there was no concept of world music. American popular music really dominated the airwaves, and people didn't give much thought to the music that was being made in Senegal or in other parts of the world. And it was our privilege to be able to change that with the Voyager record. There's a sound essay, which I made, which was a kind of audio history of the world, as well as an hour's meditation of the brainwaves, heart sounds, every single signal that my body was sending out as I meditated about that history and a little bit about some of the joys of life on Earth. All of that, as well as 118 images of life on Earth, were turned into the sounds of the golden record affixed to Voyagers 1 and 2 that are now the most distant objects ever touched by human hands. And most amazing of all is that they have a projected shelf life of 1 to 5 billion years. They will be moving through the Milky Way galaxy, making some 8 circumnavigations of the whole galaxy before they degrade and can no longer be interpreted.
From our local creatives at Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Observatory, that's Looking Up, our local podcast feature this week. Look out for new episodes of Looking Up every Wednesday, available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. To the charts we go, our weekly look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are new or up and coming around the nation via iTunescharts.net. Along with the continued domination of iHeartRadio's podcast Paper Ghosts about the separate, tragic, and unresolved killing of four girls, comes a new political podcast vying toward number one. It's You and Me with Hillary Clinton. The former presidential candidate sits down for candid, in-depth, and sometimes hilarious conversations with people she finds fascinating. They tackle the topics that shape our lives, from faith to the pressing political issues of our time to cooking tips for the cooking challenged. That's You and Me with Hillary Clinton, number two on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about that podcast and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter right at the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.